What about a gas tax holiday? Stock market's up. Also, so many jobs without retirement plans. I'm David Brancaccio. The average cost of gas has dropped back below $5 a gallon at just under $4.97 now. It's still gouging household budgets, a price driven by the war in Ukraine, high demand from a very busy economy, OPEC keeping production in check, among other reasons. How much would it help if the federal government lifted its part of the gas tax for a time? Now, the Biden administration is looking at this. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has details.
President Biden told reporters yesterday he hopes to have a decision on whether to temporarily pause the federal gas tax by the end of this week. The federal tax is 18 cents a gallon. There's some debate over how much a gas tax suspension would actually help consumers, how much savings would be passed along to them. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says a gas tax suspension could help consumers, although she did point out that it pays for road and bridge work. Granholm is set to meet with oil refinery executives possibly later this week. There's one other wrinkle. Any pause in the gas tax would have to be approved by Congress, and it's not clear how much support there is for it on Capitol Hill. President Biden says he's also thinking about sending Americans gas rebate cards. That could be difficult to administer, though. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Stock indicators are looking very green here. Good green. S&P futures are up 1.8% now. Dow futures are up nearly 500 points, 1.7%. NASDAQ futures are up 1.9%. That's a change after the biggest weekly drop for the S&P 500 since early pandemic last week. London and Germany are both up 1%. The Census Bureau predicts that within a dozen years, there will be more Americans 65 and older compared to people under age 18. That's a first for the U.S., one reason to focus on retirement policy, including the many who don't have access to a retirement plan at work. A new study has come up with what had been an elusive number on this. Joining us from St. Paul is Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Why the focus on employer-sponsored retirement plans? Because we could just save ourselves.
Right, but here's the thing. Most workers get their benefits through their employer, right? And the data is really clear, David. You know, if you have an employer-sponsored retirement plan at work, you're going to save for retirement. And if you don't, you don't save for retirement. Of course, if you get a traditional pension, you'll also have an income during retirement. But those traditional retirement plans are increasingly rare, especially for private sector workers.
Right. So key question, how many workers in America are not covered by a retirement plan at work by their employer?
You would think it would be easy to come up with an answer, but there is no comprehensive database, and it's really frustrating. And that's why economist John Sablehaus, he knit together several well-known data sets to come up with detailed estimates for the AARP Public Policy Institute. He finds that almost 48% of workers are not covered by a retirement plan at work.
And what does this data look like when you break it down by, you know, I'm interested, by race or by education?
Well, look, the results are depressing, but they're not particularly surprising. For example, workers with less than high school education, three quarters aren't covered by an employer retirement plan. Among Latinos, 64%. Blacks, 53%.
And the study also looked at state by state, and it found differences.
It did. It was much more than I thought. And this is Florida and Pennsylvania. These are the ones that were highlighted in the study. Similar sized states. 59% aren't covered in Florida, while the comparable figure in Pennsylvania, 41%. Now, even more striking among Latinos in Florida, 69% aren't covered, while it's 55% in Pennsylvania.
All right. I'll offer you a new opportunity. We've discussed it a lot here, Chris. Ideas for getting the uncovered into something like an employer-sponsored retirement plan. What are some ideas?
Right now, a number of states, like Oregon, you know, they stepped in with these IRA-like plans for uncovered private sector workers, and they're usually employed at small businesses. And by the way, David, the economic research is that these state-sponsored retirement plans are working. So I think part of the motivation behind this study is to convince more states to adopt these kinds of plans.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
Commuters and travelers in Britain are being urged to not take the train this week, with the biggest railway strike in three decades underway this morning. 40,000 members of RMT, that's a union representing workers at 13 train companies there, are off the job for 3 days this week. The BBC's Katie Austin reports.
About half the network will be closed today, on Thursday and Saturday. The list of places with no services at all includes much of Wales and Scotland and some coastal towns and cities in England. Overall, around 20% of the usual services will run. The knock-on impact will mean the days after strike action will have about 60% of normal services. The rail industry is under pressure to save money after the pandemic, when the government poured in billions of pounds in emergency support. Network Rail argues that modernising ways of working would save money that could go towards a bigger pay rise. But the RMT says reforms mean job cuts, and it has rejected a pay offer worth 3%. The Rail Delivery Group, which speaks for train companies, says the industry is committed to a fair deal on pay while taking no more than its fair share from the taxpayer.
Workers in the Tube, London's subway system, are also striking today only. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Jared Dang, Meredith Gerritsen, Ariana Rosas, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.